praise and the honor for the great things that he has done heretofore in this service. Have you been blessed already? I hope you came in with a blessing. Amen. I hope you came in with a blessing. The Bible says, enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You ought not have had Elder McClendon have to get you fired up. You didn't have to let Janine with her beautiful voice have to get you fired up. You should have came in with a bit of fire. Amen. He was good to you last night, good to you this morning. Bless you to come into the house of worship. The Lord is worthy to be praised. And so we've come to continue to lift his name and to thank God. We've praised to him. We've prayed to him. And now we want to preach about him. Amen. And we've got a gifted preacher in the person of Minister William Robinson. Billy, as we affectionately call him. Billy is no stranger to Shiloh. He is one of our associate ministers. And like the many, many other associates here at Shiloh, the Lord has let me to give them opportunity to preach on Sunday mornings. They preached on Wednesdays. They preached on Friday noon services, Wednesday morning prayer services. And now I have been cycling through all of them to give them an opportunity to preach. And I think Billy and Corey are among the last of our licensed clergy to stand here on a Sunday morning and to preach. Our ordained clergy, which number around 10, and our licensed clergy, which number around 15, have over the many years have given the opportunity to preach the gospel. And Billy is one of those today. He is a native of Trenton, New Jersey. So Trenton makes, the world takes. The brother is a gifted psalmist, a gifted musician, an anointed man who has been given the gift of song and to lead others in worship through music. He is the former music director at the Friendship Baptist Church, where so many of you met him. How many former Friendshipites do I have in the sanctuary today? So quite a few of you. And under the late Reverend Dr. Willie J. Sanders, Reverend Dr. Sanders gave Brother Billy an opportunity to lead the music ministry there. And it was out of that that God also took him and created another ministry of song through him, a group called Revelation, a ministering group. A gospel singing recording group called Revelation. They traveled the breadth and depth of New Jersey, width and breadth, I should say, of New Jersey. They've traveled up and down the East Coast. How many of you used to sing with Revelation? Anybody in here? I think I'm looking in the back. I thought I had one. No? Okay. She's not here today. Sister Brenda, I believe, was one who used to sing with Revelation and a few others. So Brother Billy is gifted. He was a former musician and leader of worship at the Union Baptist Church, and the Lord has led him over to the Shiloh Church over these many years, and he has not only contributed his gifts of song and music ministry as a volunteer, but has also for these last year or so been a member of our paid staff of our music ministry. So it is with great delight, great honor. I have watched the brother from afar. I've watched him close. I've seen his witness. I bear witness to his testimony that he knows the Lord Jesus. He loves the Lord Jesus, and he has something to say about the Lord Jesus. So I want you to stretch your hands towards my brother, the pulpit area, and repeat these words after me. Lord, bless me. Convict me, challenge me, teach me, inform me, and inspire me through the word you've given through this your preacher, Minister William Robinson. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Put your hands together. The next voice you're going to hear would be that of Minister William Robinson, Associate Minister of the Shiloh Baptist Church.
And the people of God said, amen. Oh, come on and say it like you really mean it. Come on. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know how you feel about it, but every chance I get, I come just to praise the Lord. Not for no show, no form of fashion. I've gotten too old to put on now. Amen, I'm too old now. I'm too close to heaven, amen, to stop now. So every chance I get, I act like it's my last time. Amen. I give honor, first of all, to God, who is first, and also to my pastor, who happens to be the greatest pastor this side of heaven. Come on, clap your hands. Now, I'm not just saying that. Amen. I've been under maybe two or three pastors. This is the most humblest man I've ever seen in my life. Amen. 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 I won't be before you long. I promise I'll make my 3 points and I'll take my seat. Now, if you're looking for some great theological dissertation, amen, you won't get it today. Amen. Come back next week. All right? If you don't mind, let's stand, everybody. And I want to revisit something I talked about before, but I didn't get an opportunity, amen, to finish it. Let's turn to part two of the Bible, otherwise known as the New Testament, part two, to the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse. Amen. Once you get it, can we say amen? Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse. It just reads very simply, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Amen. And I just want to talk very briefly. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Amen. You can be seated. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. I can't do nothing until you come. I can't sing until you come. Can't pray till you come. Can't even preach until you come. But Lord, I know you're going to do it because you've done it before. Hallelujah. We pray these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing. It's worth. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. And here's my part. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Come on, help me sing it. Well, oh, how I, if you know it, come on, help me sing it. Jesus, oh, amen, 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 amen. I'm going to make my 3 points, as I said earlier, and take my seat. The first point is prayer. The second point is patience. And the third point is power. Amen. The devil has many names. Amen. Some call him Satan. Some call him the devil. Some call him also Lucifer. But the one thing I do know, and that the devil is real. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody tell you anything different. He's real. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. And as a Christian, amen, there are times that you need to know just who the devil is. Amen. I'm going to tell you exactly what he's not. He's not some figment of your imagination. Amen. He's not some guy in an all red suit with a long tail. And God knows he ain't got no pitchfork. That is not the devil. As a matter of fact, okay, the devil takes on all kinds of forms. Amen. He takes on all kind of human characteristics. Oh, yes. There are times he wears dresses. Amen. He puts on lipstick. He has fake nails, eyelashes. He walks around in 6-inch heels. And brothers, I ain't forgot about y'all either. He also wears $400 and $500 suits. He wears diamonds on his fingers. Amen. He even drives long, fancy cars. He talks slick. Amen. He talks slick sometimes. Amen. He got a wife and a girlfriend. Amen. That's the devil. That's the devil. Amen. Don't let nobody fool you, okay? He's not some guy with a long red tail. Amen. Point number one. We're going to talk about prayer. In order to defeat the devil, it's required, amen, that you pray. Amen. That you pray all day, all night, amen. That you pray in the morning and at night. There are times when you find yourself always down and depressed. Amen. You ought to check your prayer life. Amen. If you find yourself always looking for the easy way out. Amen. You ought to check your prayer life. Because prayer is our connection with God. Every Christian should spend some quality time, amen, with the Lord. There are even times when, as a Christian, what you ought to do is to just get by yourself. Amen. All by yourself and just pray. Amen. Just turn off the phone and everything else and just pray. And even there are times when I think we ought to stop talking on the telephone so much and spend some time praying. Stop letting folk just bring you all their garbage. Amen. Amen. Just let them folk just make you a garbage can. Amen. All kind of dirt and all kind of grime they bring to you. I declare, if you tell that person, whenever they come to you with all that kind of garbage, stop them in their tracks and say, honey, let's pray. Honey, let's pray. Let's pray. Point number two is all patience. In the book of Galatians 6:9, it tells us to let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. In other words, what the word is trying to tell you is to just relax. Amen. Chill out sometimes. Amen. Just if you can be patient. All right? Because God is still in control. Amen. He's still in control. And what you ought to do at times is thank God for everything. Amen. Thank God for everything. And even while you're waiting, just start giving God the praise. Hallelujah. Just start giving God the praise for what he's already done. And even count your blessings and name them one by one. I know sometimes the load get heavy sometimes. Even with all these trials of life can make you cry. But if you wait on God, God told me to tell you that weeping will endure only for a night. But in the morning, amen, I declare joy will come. I found out that I'm going to thank God for everything. I thank God for even when I cry sometimes. In my mind, I know that even in the end, God will come and wipe away all of my tears. Amen. So if you wait on the Lord and just be of good courage, he promised to come and see about you. Amen. And even more than that, God is an on-time God. God is an on-time God. He promised to come even when you think he won't be there. Amen. Mom used to say he may not come when you want him. But he's always on time. God is an on-time God. Yes, he is. And the last one is power. 8:1 says, ye shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Ye shall receive power, and after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Well, honey, I found out that in this life, there are some people who are scared of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You mentioned the Holy Ghost. Amen. They back up. But honey, I'm glad I got the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I got the Holy Ghost. Well, son, why are you glad you got it? I got it because the Holy Ghost can make you walk right. The Holy Ghost can make you talk right. The Holy Ghost can even make you sing right. I'm glad I got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will give you power. The Holy Ghost will give you strength. The Holy Ghost will give you victory in the midst of the storm. Do you have the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost will keep you when you don't want to be kept. The Holy Ghost will keep you when you don't want to be kept. I'm glad I got him. I'm glad I got him. Don't mean to bother you long, but I'm glad I got him. I got the Holy Ghost. Well, what can the Holy Ghost do, son? The Holy Ghost will make you come home when you should be out partying. The Holy Ghost will keep you from doing what you shouldn't be doing. The Holy Ghost will give you power. Oh, unspeakable power. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Well, you told us about prayer. You told us about patience. You told us about power. But what I need is for you to tell me how I can stop the devil from stealing my joy. This little story and I'm through. There was a man. There was a farmer. Thank you, Jesus. And a mule. The farmer represents, amen, the devil. The well represents our bodies. And the mule represents, amen, you and me. Well, this farmer decided to bury the mule. And what he did, he got some dirt and tossed it on top of the mule and knocked him down. The mule, he shook it off and stood up. The farmer got some more dirt and tossed it onto the mule. The mule shook it off and stood up. He got some more dirt and tossed it onto the mule. The mule shook it off and stood up. Well, Billy, what are you trying to say? All I'm trying to say is that when the devil gets on your track, shake it off and stand up. When you feel like giving up, shake it off and stand up. Oh, I'm glad I got the Holy Ghost. When you feel like you don't have a friend, shake it off and stand up. Oh, I'm glad. Oh, I'm glad that I'm saved. Got the devil behind me and I'm saved. I got Jesus in front of me. Got goodness on one hand and mercy on the other hand. But most of all, I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost inside of me. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. But the joy we share as we carry there. Oh, 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 I feel like howling this morning. Oh, oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about you, but I come to get my praise on. I come to get my praise on. I messed up. There were times when I messed up. But God is so good. God is so kind. He forgave me. And all I want to say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone standing to their feet. The Holy Ghost. Jesus said, if I go, I will send you a comforter. The Holy Ghost is here with us, taking care of us, leading us, guiding us into the truth of God's word, bringing things back to remembrance for us. You ought to be glad you got the Holy Ghost. And point of fact, it's a requirement if you're going to really be a true saved Christian born again of the Lord. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. And so we thank God today for this preacher who has reminded us of the importance of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Deacons, deaconess, clergy, help us extend the invitation into discipleship, into the aisles, to say to someone, we want you to come and know Jesus for yourself. Anybody here today wishes to give their life to the Lord? Trust in him with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and believe that God will direct your path. Anybody here? Anybody here want to join the church today? This is your opportunity to do that. We would love to have you become a member of this wonderful congregation. But more importantly than membership is a relationship with God. And if you don't have that relationship, I want to offer that to you today in the name of Jesus. Anyone here today? Choir singing a song of invitation. And we want to say to you, God loves you. God wants the best for you in the name of Jesus. Anybody here? Won't you pray with me today? God, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, our hearts have felt. Thank you, Lord, for this preacher who has preached out of the depths of his soul, told the good news about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is my prayer right now, oh God, that you will continue to move in somebody's life. Somebody here needed to hear that word today. I don't know who they are, what they're dealing with, where they're coming from, what the situation is, what circumstances they're facing. But God, we were reminded today that the Holy Spirit on our side, greater is the God who is within us than the devil that's out there in the world. So right now, oh Lord, draw someone today. And I pray that everybody here would be stronger because of this word today. In Jesus' name, let us say together, amen, amen, and amen. Put your hands together. Give the Lord a praise offering. You may be seated. You may be seated. To Christ. Oh, to Christ. Listen, you heard these singers up here singing a little bit earlier. It's not about the preacher. It's not about the deacon or the trustee or the choir member. It's all about Jesus. And if you put him first in your life, he'll make a way out of no way. And so we want to just leave someone today with the reminder that it's all about Jesus. Tap your neighbor and say, come to Christ. It's all about Jesus. Make sure you connect it to Christ. Tap your other neighbor and say, make sure you connect it to Christ. It's all about Jesus. To Christ. Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer.